do here is go back.
Yeah, good mate. Thanks for having me.
We went the hardest in the celebrations.
Can't say myself, can I?
Sort of almost got to tell yourself that you're a big game player or a big finals player. And so somehow I thought, well, just because I play well as a 13-year-old, I'd have to play well in the grand final.
Me and Cogs are a couple of good WA boys, and we do get a bit affectionate with each other, always giving each other kisses and stuff. Nah, not really. Just, you know, a manly kiss on the cheek every now and then.
Yes, g'day guys. Welcome back to the Bray and Ethan podcast, episode 104. And of course, it's all powered by Skinbro for 2023. And of course, Hat Locker as well. Use code Bray and Ethan 20 for 20% off across both websites, Ethan. We had a week off last week.
Feels
due to
like
the draft.
It's been, I say it all the time, feels like it's been a minute.
Yeah.
To be in here.
Yeah. You said that as we rocked up.
Yeah.
And we had a week off for the draft. We were just, you know, over the moon, about
nine guests.
All the draftees getting drafted, so it was a great week.
Yeah, plenty of content. Now, the AFL draft, that's come and gone. We don't care about it anymore. AFLW draft, December 18th. It's the 1st of December today.
Almost
first
Christmas.
Day of summer, officially.
It is, yeah.
One of the state's best prospects. She could have a long career in front of her, not just in one sport, but in two sports. Georgie Cleaver. Georgie, welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me on. Very well.
Yeah, pleasure to have you on. You recently just came back from leavers, like most Year 12 graduates did in the last week or so. We've got a few Q&As about that later, but what have you been up to, I guess, since finishing school?
Not too much. Ended the season off pretty well. Just got back into a bit of training, pre-season started up, and just trying to keep my fitness.
Off to Rottnest later today. We thought we were going to be in a bit of a rush to get this done, but I think we got plenty of time.
She's moved the ferry back.
Yeah, so, all sorted now.
Straight, no rest really, going for a big swim later.
Yeah, good. 2Ks, little time trial tomorrow, which should be fun.
Mm. Yep. Well, saying off air, I went for a swim on Wednesday and only ran 400 metres and she laughed at me, so...
You must be an early morning person because I noticed the message this morning was about 5 a.m.
Yeah, got up at 4:30 this morning, had training, so yeah, got the message in early.
I woke up.
I don't remember the last time I've been up that early, apart from like a flight somewhere.
I've been up at 3:30 the last couple of days in the last week or so, but I struggle. I woke up at 8, set my alarm for 8:45 this morning, and I was like, I'll set a timer for 15 minutes and I'll wake up, and I had to stop playing as the sound effect. I had no music playing, obviously. So I've slept through it, and someone's called me at 9:30 and woke me up, and I was like, shit, I got to leave in half an hour. But we made it.
Probably a good luck charm. Now, doing our research for this is going to be a hard question straight off to probably keep a straight face out, but you've got quite the following on TikTok. Some day in the life videos, et cetera.
Really?
Is TikTok queen status too early to say?
I think so. I sort of just did it for fun. Everyone sort of took the piss out of me when I first did the first day in the life, and sort of ran from there and just did a couple few more, taking the piss out of everyone. But yeah.
So were people down at Leavers aware of, I don't know, your status as an athlete or as a TikTok ticker down there?
No. Everyone, you know, come up to me and be like, hey, you Georgie, but normally get the old, are you Jack's sister and stuff like that. Yeah. So yeah, not too hyped at this point.
How many followers?
I think got 4K maybe around that mark.
Right. What have we got?
On TikTok, I think we're almost 2K, so double that. Yeah. Maybe, need to take some pointers off.
Well, obviously with the boys, it was a long wait with the draft, but for the girls, it's been a real long wait because your season started in early March, I think it was, in the Waffle, and finished in July, so you've pretty much had heaps of months without footy. But was the date sort of set in stone for you towards this end of the year, and like how is it all... Sort of, has it been a long time coming?
Yeah, I think it's been a long time coming, especially last year being friends with lots of girls that got drafted, sort of got a bit FOMO. And then obviously coming around this year, the day only got released about a month ago or so.
That's so bad. Like, I just can't imagine that. Like, you've got to have the date set in stone, surely.
I know. But I feel like everyone sort of expected that, as the season was sort of a bit rough. But now that we know, I think everyone's getting excited and a bit nervous to see what happens.
Yeah, penciled in. It's a week before Christmas as well.
Right? Yeah, it's like an early Christmas present.
Yeah, well, exactly. And a lot of basketball growing up, obviously from a sporting family. We don't want to mention Jack too much, but obviously he was a draft hopeful last year and then went to Essendon VFL this year, came back to East Frio. But talk us through the journey from Willerton, Junior Footy Club, and then your pathway to the state and national academies.
Yeah, so I started Rossmoyne actually, doing Auskick with the boys. It was about 5 or 6. And then sort of stopped that as there was no girls team. And then move schools to Santa, and then they had a footy team in like year five. Then went back to Willerton as well, was playing with the girls, which was good. And then sort of like wasn't really into footy that much, played basketball, netball, athletics, all that. And then my sister and brother both played state, and I sort of like felt I was missing out. So wanted to try a bit harder and sort of trained a bit more, and then sort of got into a couple teams and a few squads, and then yeah, started playing for East Ferry, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, well, you've pulled on the Australian jumper 2 years in a row. I don't think many people get to do that. What's that like, 2 years in a row? And so those early chances in 2022 state as well.
Yeah, I think it was just surreal to be able to pull that jumper on in the first year when I was bottom age. Sort of learn a lot from the older girls, and obviously watching them get drafted, I knew that that's what I wanted to do. And then on the second year, I sort of could be a role model for everyone else that I'd already experienced that. And then with state and stuff, just being able to, yeah, listen from everyone around me and learn from everyone, because I think everyone has different stories and can teach different things.
Now, I don't think – I saw this come through in the Instagram – on the actually Twitter yesterday, and it's not in the Q&A, so I'll ask it now.
It was in the Q&A, but it was probably like maybe five or six at least people asking it.
Yeah, oh, okay. So should I hold on that question?
I reckon ask it now.
I was going to say, whoever asked it – I know Jacob Landsmith sent it in on Twitter – and it's sort of mentioned in here, are you the best footballer in the Cleavers household?
100%.
100%? Was it the best athlete? I can't remember what it was. Either. I saw it, but just the best athlete. You've got to
be. Obviously, Jack would say he's better than me, but I think I am deep down.
Plenty of wars in the backyard growing up, I'm imagining.
100%. Even with Dad, thought he was pretty good playing two waffle games, but we've all passed him now. So.
Now, Ethan mentioned this in the opener. Not just good at one sport, good at two sports, that being netball, the second. Gold medal at the Youth Commonwealth Games this year. Tell us about the netball journey and, I guess, your time in the Caribbean representing the country.
Yeah, started netball when I was the same as footy, about five or six. Obviously, netball was a big sport for girls growing up. Played at Fremantle all through the years. Mum was my coach for most of the years, and then sort of made some teams. Wasn't really that. Didn't really care that much, sort of just played it for fun because I loved it. And then, yeah, made a couple teams and then sort of started playing state when I was pretty young. Still played basketball at the time, which was sort of loved that the most, but obviously had to stop that now. And then, yeah, with netball, just, yeah, was really going through the ranks down at Frio. And then this year, like last year as well, made a couple Aussie squads and that, and then sort of like thought, oh, like maybe I'm actually pretty good at this. And then, yeah, we had nationals this year. They picked like an Aussie squad and we had a couple training camps, and then they just picked a team. I was like one of the oldest. It was like under 18s, obviously youth Commonwealth Games. And then, yeah, that was just the most amazing trip. Like, so unreal, like being able to travel with like such a good group of girls over to Trinidad and Tobago. It was such an amazing trip, and with all the other sports and all the other athletes, just learning from all of them and yeah, having such an experience, and then obviously taking home the gold medal, which is good.
And you had your family over there?
My whole fam came. Actually a bit jealous because they went to New York when we were still in training camp in Sydney. So they got to have the whole America trip, and then I sort of just went over, and then we went back to LA after, which was pretty fun, yeah.
It's real humid there in the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah, hot. It's like, yeah, you wake up, it's like, got a big tan though, so I can't complain.
Take that.
Yeah, and probably a question you get asked all the time. So is the realistic aim to try and play both sports professionally?
Yeah, definitely. That's been the goal for most of my life. Obviously, no one's really told me I can just do one or just have to pick between the two. So just keep on doing them as long as I can. There's lots of athletes that have done both, like Ash, Braz, Shani Layton. And then obviously Monconti still does basketball, just won the
Monconti medal that people are saying call the best and fairest medal. Needs a name.
Does need a name. It's weird being called like the best.
I thought it would have been like called the Aaron Phillips medal after being the first ever winner.
That's true.
Yeah, true.
But maybe in time.
People are saying Monconti.
What does Brownlow mean?
Charles Brownlow.
Is that the first guy that won it?
I don't know if it's the first guy that won it, but it was some guy like 100 years ago that, was obviously some influence. So, yeah.
I'll do my research quickly.
But do you have the same manager for netball and footy? Like, how does that work?
Yeah. So, Alex Saunji, she does like cricket, boxing, like netball, footy, soccer, all that. So, sort of just good that she can do both netball and footy and helps me like with both. Yeah.
Bit of a Nike enthusiast you are.
I am a, I'm a bit of a shoe.
Officially a sponsorship for both sports?
No, not really, no. It's sort of just, Alex got me to sign a little deal with them. So, you know, chuck a bit of my story and all that and then get some free stuff. So,
So the Brownlow Medal was first awarded in 1924, the season immediately following his death. Oh. So clearly just a legacy sort of naming.
Who did he play for?
Geelong. In the VFA.
Back when there was like 14 probably. obviously one of the tallest players, if not the tallest in both sports. What's the difference in preparation between the two? Like, do you implement things from one another or are they just completely different? Yeah. Don't even compare footy and netball. Like.
I think they both help each other heaps. Obviously netball being more of a faster sort of sprinting sport, you can sort of implement that into footy. And obviously footy get a lot fitter with the long distance running.
Yeah.
So that helps in netball. And then I think one of my strengths in netball would be my strength and like being tough. So obviously tackling and stuff in footy, can't do that on netball court, but I feel like could take the hits and give the hits out as well.
Yeah, I personally reckon netball is one of the softest sports ever. Like when I played mixed netball a couple of years ago, and if it was basketball, I would have been fouled out in the first 5 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
Like you just can't do anything. I hate it.
A lot of stopping.
It's a good, fun game to play, but I hated the rules. Sucks. What position do you play?
GA.
GA, so shooter?
Yeah, shooter, yeah.
The GS would
you dominate, or is the tall. Does the GS take most of the points?
Lots of assists to the GS.
You're an assist specialist.
Do you keep the gold medal? Like, is it somewhere special?
I've got two footy jumpers hanging up my room, and then I just sort of chucked it around the top of it. Yeah.
Is it good? Yeah, well, you'd hope it's good, but
it's like big and gold, and
like feels like you got an Olympic medal or something. Seen photos of them, and like it's so thick. Yeah, so is it proper thick?
Pretty thick, yeah, and then. Bands like Rainbow, which is like
yeah, that's cool. That is cool.
It's sick.
Well, before I ask this question, obviously you won a Waffle W flag with East Freo, but you also won a netball flag on the same day.
No, I actually lost that game.
Oh, you lost it. Okay, so you went straight back to East Freo celebration.
I did go to the celebration.
I saw it in the coverage. I remembered it, and yeah, obviously I got that wrong. Apologies.
It's okay.
So you won an AFL a Waffle W flag at East Freo, and your brother obviously did the same. With the boys.
Yep.
Who celebrated harder, do you reckon?
Honestly, I celebrated at the boys pretty hard, so could say that. But I think obviously going to the netball after sort of missed out on a bit of the celebrations post-game.
So
but
you rocked up sober and everyone else is...
No, I went to the netball after, so everyone's a bit sad and drinking, and then went over to the footy one after. Yeah.
You'd hope. You'd hope. You got to celebrate with the winning team.
Yeah, exactly.
With all the experience... all this stuff happened in about a month, I think. And even then, you know, putting through your paces at the combine, I think it was like a 40-degree day, similar to what it is today.
When was it? 2 weeks ago?
No, the combine was like
a month
maybe.
Like October.
Yeah.
So probably you must have got stitched up with a hot day.
Yeah. Probably fair to say it's been the most hectic but memorable year looking back at it. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, 100%. I think I balanced it pretty well as well. Just went through all the experiences, got to... challenged myself and everything, and probably one of the best years so far.
Took out the 20-meter sprint.
I think that you can say that netball helped that with doing a little bit of sprinting stuff.
Now, we joked about it before with the TikTok stuff, but when it comes to, I guess, the media talking about you as being a high pick or one of the best from the state, how do you go about it and deal with it?
Try not to think too much about it, and obviously don't want to get caught up in the hype, but sort of just play my footy, do what I do best, and don't really worry about it.
And I wouldn't even say just play footy. Like, you've obviously got netball.
Yeah.
Must be a good swimmer if you're swimming 2Ks. So like you got a lot of stuff to keep you, like, your mind off it.
I know. Don't really read. Obviously, you like to read it because it's about you, but try not to get sort of things, obviously negative stuff as well, but don't really care about it because they're just out of perspectives. They don't really know what's going on.
The first time you're probably, like, really excited about it. You probably would have... Maybe got like an article written about you maybe like a few years ago. I feel like your name has been up there since maybe like 16, 17.
Yeah, I think so. I think doing the dual sport sort of attracts a bit of media because obviously it's different and people tell you what you can and can't do. But I think just, you know, if no one's telling me what I can't do, and then just keep on going on with it forever.
And we touched on it off air, but what are your thoughts on how the AFLW draft works? Because I guess the men's one's a lot more open.
Yeah.
But do you kind of like out state for state? And I think some players have already signed with clubs.
Yeah,
and that.
Yeah,
do you like that? It's probably a bit less.
I think if, like, the girls that did get signed out, I feel a bit bad. I didn't really get to experience the full like draft night.
Mm.
Yeah. But for me, like being able to nominate like to stay in state, which I have done, I think because clubs, you know, Eagles and Dockers have sort of shown interest and said like, why not just stay here? Obviously with netball, and I think why would you want to move everywhere else when you can just stay home? Yeah. So I think obviously in the years coming, I think it will get changed and obviously being full time and all that. But for now, I think why not just stay home and
Well, if it's not a full time job, then you can't pick up your life
and
move across the country if you don't want to commit to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously, the AFL is full time.
Uh huh.
And they can do that
a lot more money.
If you like, you'd only be spending what like 20 weeks, say in Melbourne, if you're playing in Melbourne, because you'd have your pre-season, your season, finals. If you play finals, then you'd come straight back and work and just
and have to like pick up another job or whatever. So
They need to make it. Say, let's say 5 years' time, you'll be playing 23 round seasons, full time, bang. Then it's legit the same as the AFL.
Maybe even
with like pay and stuff.
Curtain raisers have been.
Yeah, I rate that idea.
Yeah.
Like, let's be real. Most people, most footy fans have lost interest in the AFLW because it's cricket season. It's the 1st of December today, and they've got a grand final on the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any plans for draft day / night? I don't know if it's a night or a day. We'll touch
I don't even
on
know,
it.
But I'll be at Spilt Milk, so.
Well, that's this weekend. It's on the 18th.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the draft.
No, that's fair.
Grand final.
No, no.
Draft.
I'm not at Spilt Milk on the draft.
I was going to say, I don't think Spilt Milk is on the 18th.
No, I haven't really thought about it much, but obviously some people get invited to Marvel Stadium, so see if I get invited or not, but otherwise have a couple close friends over and go from there.
And the thing is, like with the draft as well, like when we had Ella Roberts on last year or the year before, it was like she was touted to be the number one pick, but because she only nominated, she slid down to, I don't know, let's say 14, I don't know what
maybe.
She was, a pick 14. Like,
and I think
the draft order does not reflect on the actual draft.
But people don't really understand that. They think like if you're number one, you're like the best.
Exactly.
Like, obviously with the boys, but because girls like can nominate to stay in WA, you can only go to Eagles or Dockers. So it's really very
like,
hard there.
Yeah, Ella should have been say pick number one.
Yeah.
But because of the nomination and say West Coast didn't have their pick 14, whatever it was.
Yeah.
There's pros and cons. So I guess it's more security, but at the same time,
But then again, if you're picked up number one or picked up 20, it's like you get the same stuff.
Exactly.
Anyway, so it doesn't really
the number in AFLW doesn't really matter at this stage at the moment, which is a bit of a shame, but it is what it is. At least you get to stay home.
Yeah.
All right. The part you've been looking forward to the most, the Instagram Q&As, of course, thanks to Skinbro and Hatlocker, at Brian Ethan on Instagram for future guests. Start off with Kobe.Lacraz. Who taught you to kick your elite dribble kicks?
He wants me to say him, but I think I taught myself.
Is that any relation to Mark Lacroix?
Yes, his what's it called? Niece? No, nephew.
That one. I thought so,
yeah.
Ashley Gomes, what do you love most about his Freo?
I love Ashley Gomes. I think just the community and everyone's just so welcoming, and you know, you get down to training and everyone's just bringing the same energy, same vibes, and sort of just like big family.
What was it like?
Would help. Like winning, that's like so rare.
God, yeah. What was Ash like? Obviously, she spent a year on West Coast.
Yeah.
This. So, what was it like coming back and I guess her giving some experience to you younger?
I think because she's been around East Fair for a couple of years, going through like Colts and or Rogers Cup and that. She's brings so much experience and so much knowledge about footy and her footy IQ on the field, help out like during game. If you come on the bench, she's there having a chat and just helping you out.
Callum Harvey 222. Favourite memory about football so far?
Probably winning the Waffle W flag, I reckon.
What was the crowd like that day?
It was actually quite big for a women's game.
I think I was going to go, but
it was on 7 as well.
I remember watching it on TV.
Yeah. No, I forgot to like look around at the crowd.
Just in the moment. You could have like,
I forgot. Everyone's like, look around the crowd. I was like, I didn't even have a look. Like, didn't really know how many people were watching.
Molly O'Hare, have you recovered from your A-Day bender?
I have, Molly. Thank you to you and your amazing swimming pool.
That's what levers is. Joke proper John. How does it feel to be better than your brother at footy?
It feels amazing. I'm just so honoured that I'm better than him.
Bo Dacious_goodgracious. Which number will you take at West Coast? That's an early call. Or playing number, I think it
is. Oh, playing number. I think most of the good numbers are taken.
Harley Reid just slotted in at number 9. Like, hello.
See, whatever numbers like, and I only like even numbers, so whatever numbers even, I'll take it.
What were you at East Ferry? 22?
I was 7. Oh, I 7. Hate that number.
It's a good number.
It's odd though. I hate odd numbers.
Okay. Oh, 7 is a good number.
It's all right.
Travis Kane 04, most kills in Fortnite.
Not that many.
I think we got a question previously from you to a guest about Fortnite?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I think we have. So how are you at Fortnite?
I'm all right. Maybe like 10 or 12.
10 or 12?
Is that good? I don't really know. People get like so many, but I don't really know. I just hide. I don't really like killing people.
Well, most I've ever got is 24.
Jesus.
I was playing with my girlfriend. She gets bot lobbies, so that's why.
Oh, yeah, true.
Okay. So that probably helps, but yeah, 12's not bad.
Thank you.
Real players.
Josh dot Ardingstool. What do you enjoy more, partying or being pinged holding the ball?
I'm definitely partying.
Oh, did I miss one?
Yeah,
I did too.
Charlie next.
All right, Charlie Bowers. Is it true you still sleep with a light lamp because you're scared of the dark?
No, it's not. I've never slept with a light on. I'm not scared of the dark.
And where's the reference there?
I think he's just trying to be smart ass.
Lucas Kemp, how fast does your Hilux go?
Not fast at all. Very slow. I think we try to race each other and, yeah, not fast at all.
I think it's copping.chloe. Do you like footy or netball better?
Biggest question of the whole show here.
This could be
controversial. You can't split them. Which one are you choosing? In your heart of hearts.
I actually can't.
Or is it just you can't?
I honestly cannot choose. Like, they just offer different things. And, like, honestly, the only reason that would separate them is if I play a bad game or not. So if I play good in footy, then I like footy more. But if I play good netball game, then I like netball more.
I'd probably go netball just because you have the ability to play international and represent the country.
That would be a thing. Yeah. I think at the moment,
because footy, like obviously the men used to play international rules. That's not a thing anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not even footy. That's a different sport.
Like Gaelic.
Yeah. So
you should bring that back.
Yeah, I've rated it.
Yeah, I did like that. I think with footy, like the pathway is more clear, so you can sort of like.
Is it? Yeah, I was going to ask that before. What is it like for netball?
Yeah, netball's just like, it's you sort of, I'm in the FIVA academy and like you get a FIVA training partner. There's only 10 like list spots and it's just hard to get one. And everyone's just like, especially when you're being like 18, you're not going to get one. You're just too young. Mm. So you just have to be in like training partner role for like 3 years and then hopefully get one.
Yeah. What even would you classify making it in netball? Because for footy, it's like once you get drafted.
That's it. You know, when you get drafted.
Obviously, like you want to play a game, but like that's like it.
Getting into the senior
sport. Like other sports like netball, like what do you even classify as making it?
I think getting onto one of the 10 list spots as in an SSN team would be making it. But then.
So they only have 10 spots on the list.
Yeah, and there's 4 training partners.
Yeah, we're up.
I know. And then there's only like, 7, 8 teams in the comp as well.
And there's 7 on a court, so there's only 3 on the bench. That's the whole squad.
Uh huh.
So if someone's injured, then they're screwed.
Yeah.
Wait, is training partners, are they like, is that their job or is that like?
No,
that like
you get like not much money. Yeah.
It's like, can
like,
you play if there's
you can
like
play,
COVID
yeah, yeah.
or something?
You
like,
can play, yeah. But not really, but you can. You sit on the bench, but you don't suit up or anything.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Glad we covered that.
Yeah, I was curious.
We're leaving that question. We can't split them, the two sports. Emily.Gunton, has anyone ever told you you look/sound like Luke Jackson?
So many people, you don't understand. That many people have told me I look like him or like have the same. I don't look like him.
No, you don't. I can get the sound. It's not quite there.
I don't agree at all. And like even like they say like our mannerisms and we like laugh the sound same. But like, I don't believe it.
And maybe footy ability or like,
position maybe.
Position, yeah.
Isabella dot Gobra? Cobra?
Cobra, maybe.
Cobra? I haven't butchered that. Did you do ATAR or general? And of general, what cert?
I did ATAR. I did 4 ATAR. So I don't really know about general stuff. Sorry.
Jeez. Uni next year?
Hopefully get into radiography next year at Curtin. But obviously probably just defer that and then have a bit of a chill year without studying.
Jamie.Henry05, favourite teammate, XOXO?
Jamie, definitely.
You guys have spent a lot of time with each other. Obviously, you're going through like the academies with each other.
Yeah,
we and, like, sort you've of all been like underages in the same squad, sort of thing.
Yeah, so we always like hanging out together, and obviously outside of footy as well. But I think because we're in the same team for most things, we sort of went on lots of trips together, and got hell close then.
Don't know who this is. It's probably I don't know.
Good question.
Yeah, it is, but it's a weird username. It's just user 92933. Are you already close with any of the AFLW girls?
I'm pretty close with a couple of the Eagles girls. Obviously, lots of my friends are over East because I've met them through academy and stuff. Yep. But yeah, a couple of Eagles girls, a few of the Dockers girls as well. Obviously, some from East Freo. So
be welcoming wherever you go.
Yeah, I hope so.
Last one, Joshy _ Donny, pregame ritual. Could be for either sport. But.
I don't really have much, but I just have to like make
sure. TikToks.
Huh? Yeah, obviously always TikTok right before the game, obviously. I also have a weird thing. I wear like a piece of tape around my wrist, write like key like letters for like what I need to focus on. It's probably the only thing I do. Eat a banana, peanut butter and jam sandwich.
Like Colton, what Colton have? Honey sandwiches for games.
Yeah, I think so.
Ew.
No, honey's good. I can't say I've had energy. I can't say I've had a honey sandwich in a long time.
Take the crust off. That's weird.
The crust is yummy.
Yeah, I like a crust.
I don't know.
But like in primary school, I would have had honey sandwiches.
Yeah, probably.
That would have been the last time. But like the other morning, I had honey on toast. It's good.
I like honey on Wheat Bix.
That's good.
That's about
Yeah, that's good. Mm. That's good. I do write that. All right. So that's all done. Yeah, Skinbro quiz. Now, very competitive leaderboard here. Four up the top. I know. Riley's gone to North Melbourne, so that's going to be a bit hard to.
Yeah, you
bring
know, this
him
is
back.
A success. It's the success. It's like if you do well in the quiz, like boost your chances.
Well, Riley Harbin sits up top with Luke Kelly, Riley DeSisto, and Ashton Ferreira, all on 12. So somehow we're going to have to do a tiebreaker, I think. Maybe
what's it out of?
14.
Out of 14.
Okay.
And from I feel like there's a couple questions in
Fraser Turner from the East Freo Club boys. He's got 10, which is pretty much a pass score.
What did Ella get?
She would have done a different quiz.
True.
I feel like she'd maybe got like 11 or something.
It wasn't that was a bad score. That was out of 18.
You,
though,
you so remember the like the bad scores.
Yeah.
You just remember them, and that's what someone
bad.
Comes to mind.
Yeah, exactly. So she did pretty well, we believe. But yeah, different quiz because we're used to 18 points. Now it's only 14 points, so would have been different. But first question, same for everyone. What is your height on the Waffle website?
181.
Bang.
Correct.
One from one.
How many, number two, how many centimetres shorter is this than Jack on the Waffle website?
I think he's, I want to say 4.
Incorrect.
3.
7.
What?
188.
He's 188.
Apparently.
Jesus. Maybe he is. I don't really know.
Question number 3. You've played 21 Waffle W games in your career for how many goals?
Wait, 20. I played 21 games?
Yep.
Like 12? What?
13.
Oh my God.
Have they got one wrong? Have they put one more on? They should have.
Oh, I don't even know.
Oh,
one
that's
from
stiff.
Three.
That is stiff.
Number 4. How many disposals did you have in the Waffle W Grand Final this year?
12.
Oh, she knows that.
That's the only one I remember.
Straight to the app after the game to see what sort of game you had.
Medal around the neck.
Oh, yeah, 12 disposals. That's handy. All right, we are 2 from 4. Question number 5. What was the margin you won the grand final by?
I have no idea.
Surely you've watched it back. Surely you've seen the
score. I've only watched it back once, I think. 8?
12.
Oh, wow.
2 kicks.
26-14.
That's cool.
So it doesn't care about the margin
three.
In the grand final.
I only worry
cares
about my
disposals.
Shows the team player she is.
What are we on?
Question number 6. We're 2 from 5, though.
It's me. How many times did you have 20 or more hit outs in a Waffle W game this year?
three?
Correct.
Good guess.
That was a good guess.
3 from 6, 50% so far. Have you received or given away more free kicks in your Waffle W career to date? Just say you received or given away more.
Given away.
No, you received more.
Oh, wow. That's good.
I'm actually surprised that's a stat.
How many more?
It was 14 and 11.
Why are you surprised that's a stat?
Well, I've umpired Waffle W before, and I just didn't know there were people up in the stands.
True. Yeah, well, there's all the same stats. True. Pretty much.
So we're still 3 from 7.
Mm. Number 8. I feel like, well, you really should get this considering the question. So you are the second female to come on the potty so far. Who was the first?
Ella Roberts.
Yeah.
And Ethan put in a hint there as well. She won the best first-year player at AFLW club and runner-up best and fairest this year.
It's an amazing achievement.
How good is that? I know.
Yeah. Well, that was a second...
Second year.
Yeah. Well, second season.
In the same
year. Yeah.
That's handy. We're on 4 now.
4 from 8, yeah. 50% again. 50%. Question number 9. How many underage players were there in the 2022 AFLW National Academy?
Oh.
And this is including yourself.
Is this including everyone who played on the game or in the actual squad?
The squad.
Okay, 4.
I think it's the squad.
Sure?
Yeah, 100%.
What was the... Yeah, well, we got 6, what? Including you. But what were you going to say for... Well, there was probably less than 4 for who played, but...
I think 3... 3 played. But I swear there was only 4.
I'll try and look it up very quickly.
It was me, Goody, Lauren Young and Brooke Barwick.
Maybe this was like announced like a Jamie? Lot earlier.
No.
What is this website? Central rookie me.
Or maybe it was eligible players. 1, 2, 3, 4. What's this? But I don't know. That says eligible players, so maybe that's wrong by us.
Sorry, guys, that's actually wrong.
Yeah.
I was correct before.
We'll give you a point. Yeah. Just because your score's somewhat low.
All right. We're 5 from 9 then. Now we can go to a potential 10.
10.
But I reckon it's going to be probably a bit unlikely with the first 5 question answer. So who am I?
Oh, yeah.
You have 3 cracks at the birthday. And if you get that, then 5 points and you go to 10. And we just work our way down. So you got 5 lines.
Oh, wow.
5 hints.
Okay. Wait, is it like a person that plays footy?
Mm.
Okay, go.
I was born on the 9th of December, 1999.
Jesus Christ. If I have a guess, does that take?
You have 3. So
okay, yeah. Keep on going.
Oh, no, you have like 3 answers for the birthday, and then we go.
Oh,
for
I get
the next
to guess
part.
3.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And
you're not out. Just
oh, okay, yeah, there we go. Okay.
This is just 3 guesses on the birthday.
Okay, 1999. How old's that? 20?
20, almost 24.
I actually don't know. Let me just make it up. Maddie Pris Parkers.
No.
Incorrect.
Is it a girl or a boy? Can I ask that?
I don't know if we can. Well, we probably could give that, but.
I don't know. Just because the next part will probably give it away.
Okay,
slightly.
Don't say it then. Don't say it. 25. Ashley Gomes?
Incorrect.
I don't know how old she is. Sorry.
One more.
Jay Flynn.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Next line number 2.
For 4 points.
Okay.
I'm an ex-basketballer.
Gabby O'Sullivan.
Incorrect.
Incorrect.
You get 3 guesses still?
Yeah. That, I probably should say it. I don't know if ex is the right word for that, but obviously.
Monconti?
Correct.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
She
still plays basketball?
Yeah, on a Wikipedia it said ex-basketball.
Oh, really?
So
right, okay.
Wikipedia is just one of those platforms, obviously.
Yeah. And obviously the rest of that is previously played for the Western Bulldogs, where I won a flag, but I'm now Richmond's all-time games holder. That's impressive stuff.
Oh, wow.
I've won the league's best and fairest this week.
And that's why the name was mentioned earlier. I was like, 2 of these questions are ruined. But, hey, not complaining. You're on 9, which is...
Bogey,
on par,
but...
On par. Just under. On par with Zane Sekostelski. Oh, no, he got 8, sorry. Sorry, yeah. Same.
Lance Collard.
He's a St Kilda player. Zay Walsh is a Port Adelaide player now. Like, I'm telling you, it's a good score.
It is. The only two guys who have scored nine this year are now at AFL clubs. So hopefully that can work out the same. Well,
happy with how you went? Better than what
I'm
you thought?
I'm actually pretty happy, yeah. Yep. Obviously didn't get to the double digits, but that's okay.
9 out of 14, I mean, you're taking that.
I'm taking that.
Well, Georgie, actually, no, we'll go back to that in a sec. But, of course, Bray and Ethan 20 for 20% off at both skinbro.com and hatlocker.com.au. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple, you can watch on YouTube, vice versa, and subscribe.
5 stars. Spotify follow. Wrapped came out yesterday. Pretty happy with the stats.
Yeah, well, not too bad.
There, but, yeah, 5 stars if you can.
Yeah, wasn't too bad at all.
And I'll let you save the best for last. Well, outro, I guess.
Yes. Georgie, thanks again for coming on. All the best for the draft and, I guess, next year.
Thank you for having me.